It's Thursday afternoon. It's time for the Hollywood Minutes. All right, every Thursday we bring in our Hollywood insider and also apparently the sports insider too. We've named him Hollywood to keep him, you know, to keep his anonymity safe because, well, the things that he says and does are, you know, could be construed by the NBA as, you know, a detriment to their league, and you know he may be getting hunted down, you know, by David Stern and his goons. Hollywood joins us on the Telepacific Communications Hotline. Hollywood, how are you?
Oh boy, I am doing fine, and we are driving the world wild. Kelly, we made another prediction that was correct yet again.
Yeah, this one, a Hollywood prediction, though, right?
Well, you know what, Kelly? Since the Hollywood Minutes has been implemented, this is what we've done. We have done so much for the world here. We've exposed early, before anyone else, before even ESPN television, before the newspapers, before satellite, before the Drudge Report, before Fox News, we have reported NBA fixing of games left and right. The refs came out after we exposed it first. We even exposed the exact games the refs said. We then exposed the NBA draft lottery for being fixed. The next week, the Bulls magically, who had a 1.7% chance. The Bulls, by the way, were formerly known as the Lakers. Now they're back to the Lakers, and soon they'll be the Bulls again. But all the fans are the same. But we also exposed the NBA Finals would go six games guaranteed. I told you, Kelly, I said there's no reason to watch as games one through five because they will go to game six no matter what, which was true. We also exposed Madonna and A-Rod together first. Everywhere else was trying to say there's rumors. We exposed it here first. We also exposed McConaughey's phony beach fight where he's having other people fight for him.
Yeah.
And last week, Kelly.
Yes.
You and Kavi were going back and forth of what's going to happen with Batman. Who is Batman? What's happening with Batman? And I came on and Hollywood said, you know what? Batman will break the box office record, and we did it again.
That's
a new
amazing.
On the Hollywood Minutes.
Well, and, you know, I would expect you to know that kind of stuff. You're Hollywood. I mean, you're supposed to know Hollywood stuff. You're supposed to know what movies are going to break records.
Well,
that's,
you know,
your job.
We have known, just like you're, you know, supposed to know sports, I'm supposed to know the Hollywood stuff and the sports. I'm telling you right now what we have accomplished with that list of things, and there's more. We just can't go on forever. But we are coming out with groundbreaking stuff weekly here on the show.
All right, well, you got some more groundbreaking stuff for us today. I know you want to talk about the New England Patriots. You know, most NFL camps open this week or you know, early next week, and the Patriots, a team that went 18-1 last year, you know, losing only in the Super Bowl to the New York Giants.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
There. I got it. They were not 18-1. They were 18-1 according to the NFL, but not according to myself and some fans.
That really? So what were they?
That team was not 18-0 going in the Super Bowl. They lost to the Ravens like six times in the same game. They lost to the... Let me tell you something about the Jets game. They got caught, Kelly, cheating against the Jets. They got caught filming the other team, stealing their signs. That'd be like, you know what, if I caught one of my students cheating on a test, and afterwards they get an A, am I going to say, well, you know what, they cheated, but, you know, we'll penalize them later, but they still get to keep the A? They lost that game to the Jets. They should have overturned that victory when they got caught cheating that game. How can you give them a victory when they got caught cheating?
That's a good question.
And against the Ravens, I don't know if you remember, it was Monday night.
I do remember that game.
Oh, the Ravens beat them like four or five times. I feel terrible for Billick, who lost his job because of the game, but it wasn't his fault. In that same game, the Ravens were winning by like 4 points or something in the last quarter with the last drive to go. The Patriots have the ball, and they're driving down the field, and it's fourth down, and the Ravens stop them. All of a sudden, they're stopped. The game's over. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, the Patriots lost. Out comes the yellow flag saying, holding, that's it, holding on the Ravens. First down. You know, and you know what was so weird about that game, Kelly?
I know.
The Ravens tried hard again, stopped them first, second, third down, took them to another fourth down, stopped them again, and the refs were like, pass interference, Ravens, first down, and they did it. They even called a timeout after they ran the play. The Ravens stopped them four straight times on fourth down in that game, and the refs bailed them out every single time. And I remember watching this home network, ESPN, on TV, And they were looking at each other after the game like, what do you call these things here? I mean, it was so blatantly cheating, the refs did. The ESPN announcers didn't even know what to say after that game. The Patriots lost that game. They lost the game to the Jets. They might even lost that second game to the Jets. There were some overturned calls. I'm going to put the Patriots, when they went into the Super Bowl, maybe 15-3.
All right, 15-3. Okay. And but let me ask you this. You are a huge conspiracy theorist, and you have proven some of your conspiracies to be at least arguably accurate, I guess would be the term that I would use. As we get set for another NFL season, which you say is also fixed, like the NBA, I want to know now, in your opinion, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
You know, I'm going to say this. First of all, Kelly, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. Oh. I know exactly what's going on around here. It's not just the NBA being fixed, although that is a complete catastrophe. You know, Ric Flair has won more real world championships than Kobe and Shaq, no question about it. And you know what? Here's the thing. The NFL, the NBA, wherever there's a ton of money, there's going to be some fixings, including the election. I mean, they're trying to fix it for Obama right now, but the polls say it's even. Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody wants things to be fair anymore. Everything, you know, I'm just out there trying to say, hey, who cares about all this crazy money to be made? Let's put the athletes out there. Let's see what's going to happen. I think that's more exciting than fixing these games. So to answer your question, who's going to win the Super Bowl? You know, last year in my fantasy football league, I won another world title, and how I did it, And here's good advice for all of you who play fantasy sports. This is championship advice, Kelly. Take this down, write it down.
I'm going to write it down.
Draft players and teams who you think, not who's the most talented. Don't be fooled by that. Go with who you think that the organization, the NFL or the NBA, is going to want to advance. And you know how I did that? I went and got a lot of New York Giants players. They were what was mostly available on our draft. I said, you know what, this team to me looks like a team that I could see the commissioner pushing through, Commissioner Stern and all of his little assistants that run the other leagues. I could see them pushing that team through, and by golly, they did. But thank goodness they did, because they saved football. If they were to hand that title to the New England Patriots after all the cheating they did through all that, no one would watch football anymore. They saved football by letting the New York Giants win.
All right, talking with Hollywood here on the Hollywood Minutes. Where can you divulge your location, at least in general terms? Where are you today?
Kelly, I love you. You know what? I cannot, because the Commissioner Stern, he's out. You know, they say the truth will set you free, and maybe the way Stern wants to set me free is an eternal freedom. He wants to get rid of my voice on the street here, because people are listening. There's people saying, hey, have you heard the Hollywood on, you know, have you heard Kelly in Hollywood? Have you heard this and that, what they're saying? They're breaking stuff, and they're breaking groundbreaking news here, and I don't want, you know, my name to be out there. Thank goodness. I don't want my Hollywood career being done. But
well,
I got some Hollywood news for you.
Yeah, good, because I was going to say, you don't want to end up like Warren Beatty in Reds. All right, so, okay, what do you got for me today?
Well, you know what? I've exposed so much good Hollywood news here that I feel bad exposing my good friends in Hollywood, but you know, Batman.
Yes.
Rumors have it. Now, some say he had a little roid rage and pushed his mother and had to get, you know, arraigned by the cops for 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
Now there's some reports maybe he didn't push his mother, but I have a hard time believing that his mother's going to go to the cops if he didn't push her.
Are you saying that Christian Bale's Batman had an altercation with his own mother?
You know, Batman, without
Batman,
a question,
then,
was arrested for having what they're calling right now a assault on his mother and his sister the night of the premiere in London.
Wow.
However, now they're saying maybe there wasn't any contact. However, the first report was that he pushed his mother and yelled and screamed at his mother, and some are saying it could be from some roid rage. But you know what's interesting, Kelly?
What's that?
When the mother and daughter reported this, the cops waited a couple days to arrest him and let him go party in London and do the whole premiere and everything else, and then busted him after that. Can you believe that?
It's a conspiracy.
I hope when David Stern finds me and I'm going to all my Hollywood premieres, he lets me go and then takes care of me afterwards. You know
well, I hope so, too. All right, so we may think Batman had roid rage. That's what we're thinking.
That's the word on the street. I feel bad for the guy because the guy is one of the best actors in Hollywood. But, you know, you can't be pushing your mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, ask Rick Mahorn. He pushed a girl and he got a 2-game suspension. So.
Well, you know, Mike Tyson said that the punch he landed on Robin Givens was the best punch he ever landed in his life.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, particularly with her, whose nickname should have been Robin All Taken and No Givens, from Chris Berman.
Oh, so. My, and you know, Mike Tyson, one of the more sane individuals in our country.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen the video of Mike Tyson? You guys can watch this on YouTube. There's a video of Mike Tyson. He's in Cuba, and he's taking the Christmas tree ornaments off the Christmas tree and throwing them at the people in the lobby. Have you ever seen that?
No, but I would like to see that. I'm going to have to watch that for sure. That sounds entertaining.
Oh, Kelly, it is one of the best ever. He's in a lobby in Cuba laughing hysterically with this funny gay laugh. He's like, hee-hee-hee. And he's ripping the ornaments off the tree and throwing them at people in the lobby. Check it in. And the Christmas tree bulbs are bursting. He's just there laughing. Hee-hee-hee. And it is hysterical to watch.
All right, I have to ask you a question because I pulled this off your website today.
Oh, no,
It says Hollywood Minutes on ESPN host, Hollywood co-host, Kelly Carr. How did I end up as the co-host on this show?
Wait a minute. First, let's get one thing straight here. I don't know about any website. I don't know about anything. I don't know where that information is coming from. But you know what? Let's hope they can't find me through that website.
Let's hope that they can't, because I'll just tell you what. It says, you're the host, I'm the co-host. I want to know how I ended up as the co-host.
Kelly, it's there to protect your own life. You should be thanking me.
All right. So this is to protect me? All right. Then
I'm Commissioner down with Stern, and don't thank Commissioner Stern sitting back right now. When Commissioner Stern sends his goons out, you know.
All right, so he's coming after you, not me. Yeah, no one goes after Ed McMahon or Andy Richter. All right, thanks, Hollywood. Always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
You're the greatest. I'll talk to you guys later.
See you later. All right, Hollywood for Hollywood Minutes.